two growing seasons after the water release, a monitoring team has found it supported bird life and plant life while recharging the groundwater in the delta. Carl Flesse, a University of Arizona professor of geosciences and co-chief scientist of the monitoring team, says he thinks one lesson they've learned since the water release is that there may be better ways to restore the delta by making use of Mexico's irrigation systems to deliver the water directly where it is needed along the river.
Restoration involves more than just putting water in the riverbed and hoping everything's going to turn out okay. Just like a farmer wants to be efficient in how they use water, restoration groups are learning how to be efficient in using water to restore some of this native vegetation.
Flesse says the release also has led to a decline in salt cedar, an invasive tree species, and has promoted the growth of native cottonwoods and willows. For the Arizona Science Desk, I'm Maya Springhawk-Robnett.